Now, the final principle that I want to share with you in this masterclass is the importance of creating a narrative, a story that represents what you intend to create for yourself. Now, you have discovered through this training that the mind is a storyteller and has stories about every aspect of our life. So it should come as no surprise to us that it has a story, a narrative about money and our ability to be successful. Do you know what your story about money is? Most people don't realize that they have a story about money, but everyone does. You may not know your exact story, but let me help you. Does it have a theme that it keeps repeating to you? Let me make it even easier. Do you have a prosperity consciousness or a scarcity consciousness? This should be fairly easy to identify, as it's usually one or the other. If you have a prosperity consciousness, then you are either already prosperous or well on your way to prosperity. If you have a scarcity consciousness, then the steps to change this have been outlined clearly in this segment, and no more needs to be said. Now, this is the perfect lead-in to a new technique that I want to teach you, not just for prosperity, but for any goal that you have in your life. It's called controlling the narrative. Since our mind wants to tell us stories, we don't try and fight that tendency, but rather we take advantage of it by controlling and choosing the stories that our mind tells us. It's creating a narrative that represents what you want to have happen to you. Now, this is different than visualization, which is imagining having what you want. In the technique of controlling the narrative, you create a story that you tell the mind numerous times until the mind has it memorized, and then the mind will start telling the story back to you. The story is verbal, not visual. It's an actual story, like a bedtime story that our parents would tell us before we went to sleep when we were children. Stories are enchanting, and they grab the imagination. This is the real advantage of this technique. You create an empowering story that represents what you want to happen, and you tell it to yourself every day. You can include any situations you are encountering. If a temporary failure is happening, you can include it in your story by telling yourself, "My temporary failure is making me stronger and more resilient. There are no such thing as problems. There are only opportunities." You can weave whatever you want into your story. If you're having success, then include that in your story. The key here is to take charge of the story by controlling the narrative. Don't let the mind make up the story on its own. The mind is the great trickster and might create very restrictive or negative stories that it will tell you. No more. From this point on, we control the narrative by creating the stories we want. We tell the mind the stories we want it to learn, and we teach the mind by repeatedly telling these stories to ourselves. By doing this daily, this new empowering story reaches the subconscious and becomes imprinted. Once this happens, then the mind will start telling the story back to you without you even having to initiate the process. This is such an exciting experience when it first happens to you. This is when you know that the subconscious is working for you. Not only that, but you will actually become the story you have been telling yourself. Controlling the narrative is a great new technique and will make a noticeable difference in your life.